Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Yes, indeed. It is Tuesday, but not just any kind of Tuesday. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
Doing great. Good looking morning out there.
Good looking morning. Yeah, yes. I think it's going to be kind of overcast today.
But I kind of like that because when you're going to be hitting, close to that 90-ish, clouds are not a bad thing. Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a very good point because I think most of the rest of the week is going to be a lot of sun and pretty warm. The best days may be behind us for a while. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Can we do a little conspiracy? Let's do a conspiracy show today, pretty much.
Oh, that's a good way.
Yeah.
Start today.
Well,
yeah.
There's a lot of repeat stuff. No disrespect, but the Pope is still dead.
Yes.
And that's not going to change. And they'll be looking into other candidates and all that. And when the white smoke we see, we'll report.
A Maryland man, he's still not in Maryland. Is that still the same there? Is that the same?
Still not a citizen of the U.S. and never was. So, that's kind of a holding period there.
The lefty's still going after any cabinet member they can, pretty much. Is that kind of,
Well, yeah. But I think that the effort is taking on a little darker nature, and that's what I want to get into a little bit. Yeah.
Can we put our foil hats on?
I don't know that we need the foil.
They're not even necessary. Because they're probably real, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously? Yes.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so you know about Pete Hegseth, you know about the Signal thing where there was a, lefty, a writer from the Atlantic that was on the list and shouldn't have heard these, the texts, shouldn't have seen the texts going back and forth or whatever. Apparently there is a second one now of some, Signal verbiage. Okay, and we'll dig into that, but that's kind of the new wave.
Okay.
But I tell you what triggered this for me. Christy Noem got her purse stolen. Women get their purses stolen all the time. Unfortunately, it does happen.
They hang them on the back of their chair at a restaurant. Somebody walks by, scoops it up, they're gone.
I can tell you what, you wouldn't get my mom's purse away from her.
Oh, yeah.
No.
See, I always tell Jen and my mom, no, they don't go behind you where you can't see them.
No, my mom was always pretty closely attached.
That's good.
To the she had been taught, I guess, at a young age, and that's one of the things she did. So Christy Noem, she's carrying cash. They're talking about how much cash, like $3,000, is a lot of money. I don't mean to sound like, oh, I'm all that. But if you're in D.C., she had family visiting, you're going to go out on the town, right, and you don't want to use your card. Because there are weirdos that would say, oh, Christy Noem, you know what I mean?
But there actually was, and I'm forgetting what it was now, there was a specific reason why she had the cash on her, too.
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with, I think, family visiting. She was going to be treating. She was going to be buying, Easter gifts. So, anyway, that's not a huge amount of money. It's a huge amount of money to lose, but not necessarily huge to carry. She had her passport with her. Look, when you have the kind of job she has, you may have to, get on a plane at a moment's notice. Uh-huh. Although, I'm not sure that she would need her passport. In other words, is she going to have to show her passport? Because it's not like she's flying commercially.
True.
Yeah. But anyway, to have her passport with her, I guess. Makeup bag. All right. Uh-huh. DHS access card. Okay. Now, that's troubling that was lost, but of course she's going to have that with her. Apartment key, that's creepy.
Yeah.
And other belongings, apparently. So, but here's the thing. Although these kinds of happenings do occur, unfortunately, she has Secret Service protection. She has Secret Service protection. Secret Service was there. Was it one agent? I don't know. I don't know how they roll. I don't know that they're going to let you know how they roll. But she has protection. That's a fact. How could somebody get so close? Okay, that's one thing. You're in a restaurant. You can't keep everybody completely away. But grab a bag and then get away with it. And apparently he's wearing some kind of surgical masks. Here's my theory.
Okay.
The Secret Service has not been purged of maybe bad actors.
Okay.
And perhaps they just turned, the wrong direction at the wrong time, whatever. But why would somebody want Christy Noem's stuff? Why would they want her purse? I don't know. But I just think that this sticks out as, no, this doesn't happen to, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Just this kind of thing doesn't happen, especially when you've got eyes on you. How could you have eyes on you protecting you and they don't notice somebody grabbing a purse? I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. There's more to it. And then you put on the Hegseth thing and what's going on there. I feel like there is a more concerted effort to undermine some of these people by whatever means necessary to get rid of them.
Well, you got the whole Elon stuff going on.
Yeah. That's my feeling, and we'll see how information develops and comes out. But I think there's a concerted effort going on, not just, from Democrats mouthing off.
But just disrupt the whole cabinet. Just disrupt the whole day-to-day operation of the whole administration.
Work behind the scenes to get rid of them. By threat, it's time for you to step down, or we're going to show this. See, I think she might have some things that would put her in not a positive light. It's been, rumors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, if somebody gets a hold of it. I didn't see whether or not they got her phone. And that would be a pretty big deal if they did. I'm not sure. They did mention that her medication that was in her bag was stolen as well. And a Secret Service investigation is ongoing. Do you think it'll be as successful an investigation as who left cocaine on White House property?
I don't think we ever found that out, did we? In the White House, no less.
No, I don't think we ever did get an answer on that.
No. And that'd be kind of a big thing, you would think.
Getting your purse stolen and you're, you know, a cabinet member.
Yeah.
A cabinet member of, you know, sitting president. Well,
things to make you wonder about it.
Indeed. Yeah. And we've got a lot more that we need to get to as well. So hang in there, my friends, on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast, whether it's a Spotify or the Odyssey app. You can find it. You click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Dave checking in from Cape Canaveral. We are blessed to have folks who tune in or listen online all over, and we thank you. We definitely appreciate that. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 6:21, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Flags will fly at half staff until sunset of interment. And, of course, I'm referring to the Pope when he will be laid to rest. So that's as of the official order from the President of the United States.
Nice.
All right. So you've got that going on. Hey, what about these tickets? Let's give people another chance to win more tickets for Rock the Country. This is Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, and a whole lot more. If you would like to win Rock the Country tickets, you need to text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 20357. And you'll be in on the winning this is going to be a great time. Now, if you don't win tickets, you need to know that they are on sale at rockthecountry.com. Two-day tickets, $139 each. GA Plus tickets are $289 each. But this is May 9th and 10th in Ocala. So once again, text STAR to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Greg!
Yes, I had somebody check in yesterday because what usually when you text that, you'll get a quick response saying, hey, you're in the running or whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody didn't get an answer, so they were trying to see if it was working right or not.
Uh-huh.
I tested it. It worked fine, which means you got to dial it carefully because if you're a number off, you're not going to get the response. But it does work just fine.
I don't have a dial anymore. Oh, I kind of miss it in a way. Because I was really fast. I was as fast on a dial phone as kids are texting.
Wow.
Now, that's an exaggeration.
Eddie used both thumbs, which was amazing.
Now I couldn't dial with a thumb. Now, that's a challenge to try that. All right, in case you haven't heard, Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, she was robbed at a D.C. restaurant. She had a purse snatched.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Secret Service? She has protection.
Right.
Were they not paying attention? You know, it's secret, so yeah, on the down low. But service!
Yeah.
As in, you're on the clock.
It's the person there in the black suit with a white shirt and a tie on.
Sometimes. And I can't say anything more than that.
Mm.
But a lot of times, it is the mascot. I probably shouldn't have even said that.
Now you've given away state secrets.
Why you never pick on the mascot.
You don't know who's in there.
Well, then they will take you and run you down later.
Yes, they will. We've seen it.
Oh, good old Chucky Schumer. What's coming out of his pie trap now, huh?
Sure, it's a load of... Well, anyway.
Well, yeah. Actually, it is a blast from the past. When Chuck Schumer was kissing the shoes of Donald Trump, loving on Donnie, saying this guy knew he was going somewhere. He might even be president someday. I'm not making this up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This had to do with Trump's former reality TV show, The Apprentice.
Okay.
And somebody brought it up and made mention of it. Alec Schemmel from Fox said, during season 5, episode 8 of The Apprentice in 2006, contestants were given a challenge, like they were, you know, just pretty much every episode. The winner would get a chance to fly to the nation's capital and have breakfast with Senator Chuck Schumer.
Really?
So just that in itself.
Wow.
How would the Trump people pick Schumer? Well, New York. It's a New York connection, right?
Okay.
But you'd have to, like, Schumer would have to agree to it. Nobody would make him do that.
Right.
He did it because maybe they were a little more palsy-walsy than old Schumer wants to admit to now. Because during the breakfast, Schumer sought to draw parallels between his family and Trump's. Oh, yeah. He said, look, I was born in Brooklyn, same place where Donald Trump's family comes from. And he was, like, reminiscing with the contestants during, this breakfast at Hay Adams Hotel. And he said, yeah, his father and my grandfather were builders together in Brooklyn. Wow, one contestant could be heard replying, really, asked another. Yeah, Schumer responded. I think it is pretty funny.
Little did he realize.
And there's the clip. Yes, Schumer lauding Trump as a business prodigy. Quote, even when Trump was much younger, you knew he was going to go places. That's what, he didn't have to put that in the script or he didn't have to agree to it or whatever the case may be. Uh-huh. But everything changed when...
What he did exactly
Donald
what
Trump,
Schumer said he would?
Well, when... Good yes. You, you know? Yes, when he... When he was running for president the first time, and Politico asked Chuck Schumer, hey, what's the deal? This guy's your friend. What do you think? So, I wouldn't say a friend. He's a casual acquaintance.
Wow.
And that morphed into Donald Trump is a lawless, angry man. That's what he said last month. The fact that the apprentice President Donald, your fired Trump, is refusing to hold people accountable just shows how weak he is. Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer's vehement animosity toward Donald Trump belies earlier kind things that he said of a future president well before his run for office. So,
Well, stop and think how many lefties, again, whether it was an Oprah or a Schumer or whoever, you know, when they didn't think he might end up with some conservative-leaning values, oh, they were all in. Hey, this guy, he's amazing. Let's get our picture taken with him. Let's hang out wherever. Let's be seen with Donald Trump.
When Trump was asked by, you know, Morning Joe and Mika,
yeah,
you know, when he was running, hey, will you be able to get along with, you know, Democrat leaders in Congress like Schumer?
Yeah.
And Trump said, yeah, I was always very good with Schumer. I was close to Schumer in many ways. Huh. Now they're not on great terms.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:28. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, who wants to go to El Salvador? Wait, you have to be a Democrat lawmaker. But the taxpayers will pay for it. Wow. Yeah. What's going on there? I know you know, but we'll talk about it next on 97.3 The Sky. What?
I said, take off your headphones, Bob. You can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Good.
Good morning and welcome. It's 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. Look, I think there is a concerted effort to take down whatever members of the cabinet that they can. Who's they that they can? I don't know. Some of the shadow people, the entrenched people. They could be in the maybe in the Secret Service. I think that's why Kristi Noem's purse snatcher wasn't stopped while she was eating at a restaurant. Had her purse taken and $3,000 in cash, her passport, her ID, all kinds of stuff. How does that happen when you have Secret Service protection? Well, hopefully we'll find out. Innocent mistake? I don't know. I mean, people get their purse. Women get their purses stolen. It happens, unfortunately, fairly regularly. But they're not women usually who have protection, like Secret Service. So that's, to me, it's weird. And I'm just going to leave it there kind of for now because these things build. You remember Secretary of Defense, they, again, same people, want to get rid of him. And one of the reasons is this guy's the real deal. And what I mean by that is, does he have all the training and experience that people have climbed the ladder all the way up to be a general? No, he does not. But he's a warfighter, and he hasn't forgot where he's come from. And this is a big thing. He's got courage and moxie. This guy's not, you know, a shrinking violet. This guy is out there right in front of it. And that's what America's military needs. But that gets in the way of the kind of the one-worlders with a different wokish kind of agenda that wants us to have a weak military. So they don't want a Pete Hegseth around. Yep, but he's exactly what Trump needs. Strong, unapologetic, and you know, not afraid to shake things up and get rid of all the silly pronoun and all the, you know, rainbow stuff or whatever and say, look, we have a mission here. You know, we're fighters. We're part of a team. We don't have time to play those, you know, pronoun games and all of that. But, you know, the Democrats, that's all the more reason to dislike him. They're behind softening our military. But even probably more important than that is, you know, the big players that pull the strings like around the world that want us to be part of this whole one world deal. Trump gets in the way of that big time. And all the people that he's chosen are going to get in the way as well. So they're going to be out to get those people, for lack of a better term, to put it in simple, understandable terms, they're out to get them.
He disrupted them last time he was in the presidency, and he's doing it again.
Well, and he knows a lot more now than he did before. And that's important as well. I mean, look at this. Look at the country. In Maine, Democrats, and you know whatever Republicans are there, are like super squishy. Maine Democrats want to amend the state constitution to codify allowing trans athletes in girls' sports. In other words, they want to change the constitution of their state that would allow biological males to compete in women's sports.
That's crazy.
Well,
just crazy.
It is crazy, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe this is kind of, well, we know it's a fad to some extent. And how do we know that? Because some of these younger people were sort of almost railroaded into going on to these gender changing hormones. They were told by people that are supposed to help them and counsel them and guide them. Yeah, you've got problems, and you know what? You just need to change your gender, and I think, you know, a lot of this stuff's going to go away.
Yeah.
Okay, says the very confused kid. And then later on, a little bit of remorse and regret, wishing you hadn't done that to your body. Problem is, the media doesn't ever want to tell those stories, and there's a lot of them, and they're real, and they're out there. But they are pushing a different agenda, and that, once again, is a stumbling block, and it gets in the way. So Maine Democrats actually want to amend their state constitution. They passed a bill, the Maine Human Rights Act, in the state's constitution. Human rights. That's a great way to put it.
Huh.
So
right.
As humans, we should all have rights. I agree. But should one human's rights interfere with your rights? Isn't that kind of the whole how it works is, hey, my rights end right where yours begin. Well, for women, the right to participate in sports just with other women is part of their rights that they actually had to fight for. And there's the line. And if you're a biological male and you want to step across that line, you should be forbidden from doing so and told not to do it, and that would be the end of it. Oh, but no, no, no. No, especially not in Maine. The proposed bill, LD 260, passed with a slim majority and will ultimately need 2/3 majority in both chambers before it can go before voters. State officials have cited the MHRA in their ongoing dispute with the Trump administration over its allowance in female sports and spaces. MHRA is the state's anti-discrimination law, and lawmakers added gender identity protections in 2021. Gender protection is fine. The president said there's only two. If you believe in more than that, okay. But again, you don't make room for one new gender if it means stepping on the toes of an existing group.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. But they're going to make it work that way. They're going to force it to work that way.
Amazing.
In a very authoritarian way.
What? I thought Trump the authoritarian.
They are what they call you. Wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez busted, convicted. Oh, yeah. He was shady as, I don't know, he was very shady. And she was enjoying that shade very much.
Oh, yeah. Shades of green and gold.
And gold, yes. Details on that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also, a code word? You bet. I'll do it next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is 6:51 right now. Happy, happy Tuesday. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Some of your top stories: flags will continue to fly at half-mast by order of the President of the United States until sunset, evening of interment, Matt, when the Pope, the actual burial ceremony takes place. Also, Delta had a plane on the tarmac that caught fire in Orlando. Well, thank goodness there were no injuries on that. But
well, that'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Anytime you see a plane with fire on it, yeah. You go, yeah, that's not good.
Especially when you're looking out the window and it's the one that you're in.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I want to give everybody an opportunity to see, speaking of flames, a hot show.
Oh, I see what you did there.
We're talking about Rock the Country, a festival for We the People coming to Florida Horse Park, Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Jody Messina, and more. Two-day tickets are $139 each, GA plus $289 each. They're on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But you might be able to win them. You could be in the running if you text the word STAR to 20357. That's STAR, STAR, text it to 20357. And just keep listening to the morning show here, and we'll also have some GA Plus tickets. That would be a special close-to-the-stage viewing area, et cetera, et cetera. Very nice. So text STAR to 20357 for your two-day tickets. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Woo.
How do you want to celebrate it?
Mm.
With Katy Perry? Let's all... I kissed the ground and I liked it together. We could do that?
Maybe not.
Maybe not? Okay. Maybe not, no. I thought I'd throw it out there. The first Earth Day took place on this day in 1970.
I could see that. Yeah. Sounds about right.
It was an event, at least supposed to be, increasing public awareness of the world's environmental problems. Yep. And millions of Americans, students, thousands of college, universities, participated in rallies, marches, educational programs across the country. It was the brainchild of Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin. He was a staunch environmentalist. He hoped to provide unity to the grassroots environmental movement and increase ecological awareness. The objective was to get a nationwide demonstration of concern for the environment so large that it would shake the political establishment out of its lethargy. Okay. And then, the senator said, finally force this issue permanently onto the national political agenda. I guess the idea and the roots of that maybe started a few years earlier, the 1962 publication of Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring, about the effects of pesticides, often cited as the beginning of the modern environmental movement in U.S. sustainability, organic eating, back to the land movement that continued to gain steam through the 1960s. Yeah. And then the fast food steam was going too. But anyway, no, this was about protecting planet Earth. There is nowhere else to go. Well, it said, save your Earth, you can't get off.
Yeah, but Elon's trying to get us to Mars.
That's true.
Just in case.
No, some very, very positive things have come as a result.
Yeah.
And like so many other movements, you can have some really good things and results come from it.
Uh-huh.
And you also could have people who are going to try to use it and abuse it and, you know, take the whole thing a step further.
Manipulation?
Manipulation, trying to, move money around, wealth reallocation. Kind of a thing. Wealth
distribution?
Yes.
That's where you're going with those syllables?
It's had to do with something green. Yeah,
green
new deal.
It's
and
green,
all
right. And
yeah.
It's your money that they want to spread around somewhere
Yep,
else.
Indeed. But we're going to celebrate Earth Day. We're going to help out a very local, very local and very worthy a cause. We're going to do some things over at the Ark that will make planet Earth look even nicer.
That sounds always fun.
You know, I remember as a kid, didn't we all like plant a tree? I could have swore I brought a tree home.
Yeah. Well, we had Arbor Day. which is usually what it was.
Maybe going
to St. Louis City Schools when I was a kid, you would get either a, and they were probably, what about?
Yeah, maybe like a sapling.
Yeah, a little, maybe a little under a foot in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And for us, it was probably either like an oak tree or a pine tree.
Yeah, I think it was pine mostly, yep. if I recall. But
that was a thing.
Yeah. Why don't we get back to that?
Yeah, it'd be fun. Gives kids something to think about, learn about, which I always loved landscaping and yard work as a kid. So,
and if you think CO2 is a problem for the Earth's temperature,
you mean there's an answer?
Yes, there's this. Well, maybe it's still theory, but like plants eat carbon dioxide and produce oxygen, and we do the opposite. So, what we can do is try to get more plants eating more carbon dioxide, producing more oxygen.
Does the left know about this? I mean, they keep wanting our money for stuff and government programs and stuff like that.
You know who's probably an expert on it?
Who's that?
That the most brilliant Democrat that's going to be their next president, AOC. We could ask her.
I doubt she knows much about trees. I'm just saying.
I'm going to leave that right there. Just going to leave it right there. I didn't even get into the story about Bob Menendez, former senator. His wife is in trouble. I'll share that with you coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.